This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The heat wave across the Pacific Northwest is believed to have killed hundreds of people, many in Oregon and Washington state. The heat is one of the things fueling wildfires searing through 10 western states. The fires have burned homes and forced thousands of residents to evacuate. Here's our Ed Donahue.
One of the biggest fires is along the California-Nevada border. Kelly Grosso and his family in Doyle, California, had to evacuate.
After losing everything that I worked for and everything all these years, it's gone.
He spoke to KOLO-TV. In Oregon, the bootleg fire covers 240 square miles. Lightning has sparked fires in Washington and Idaho. Extreme heat has set off many of these fires. Forecasters say temperatures will be dropping.
The White House says denying someone a vote is to silence them. Today, President Biden will lay out what the White House calls the moral case for voting rights in a speech at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia. This as the president is pressured by Democrats and civil rights activists to fight efforts by Republicans in some state legislatures to restrict access to voting, say the Democrats. Democrats in the Texas legislature fled their state and are in Washington this morning. The move intended to try to stop Republicans from passing new voting laws. Democratic State Representative Chris Turner.
Do not make it harder to vote in Texas, which is the hardest state to vote in already. And Republicans continue to ignore them because they're determined to do whatever it takes to curry favor with the Donald Trump base.
He talked to WJLA-TV. Republican Governor Greg Abbott is warning they'll be arrested when they return to Texas. He says those Democrats should do the job they're being paid to do. This is AP News. Some finger wagging from the World Health Organization as many Americans wonder about getting a COVID booster shot.
I'm Mike Grossia reporting the World Health Organization says rich countries should donate coronavirus vaccines and not use boosters. The top official at the World Health Organization is voicing concern about Western countries distributing third doses of coronavirus vaccines when many poor countries have yet to immunize their people. At a press briefing, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called on drug makers to prioritize supplying their COVID-19 vaccines to the Africa Vaccine Acquisition Task Team, known as COVAX, and to low- and middle-income countries with very little coverage. Both Pfizer and Moderna have agreed to supply small amounts of their vaccines to COVAX, but most of their doses are reserved by rich nations. In recent months, vaccination efforts in nearly 60 of the world's poorest countries have stalled. I'm Mike Grossia.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.